It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Monday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Farm Challenge of the Week, sponsored by Bayer. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up.
As the crop season progresses, what are the market factors to watch? The senior grain market analyst at Farm Futures, Bryce Knorr, shares his thoughts on market moves for this time of year.
Well, the middle of May is a crucial time for both corn and soybeans. Most years, if we get that corn crop planted, if we make new lows in the middle of May, it's a very negative sign, and growers need to be, I think, much more aggressive if we do get any type of a pop in terms of selling for soybeans. Normally, we keep on rallying. Last year, we did not. So that's a indication that we don't always have to rally.
Bryce advises farmers not to take their eyes off the market while involved in field work, and waiting for a spring rally may not be the best move. This has been the Farm Challenge of the Week, brought to you by Bayer.
I have been wondering if it is just my imagination, or are we seeing many more impaired driving collisions? The Colorado State Patrol says of the 19 highway fatalities in the Denver metro area since January, 11 of the 19 were due to someone driving impaired. And the summer driving season hasn't really started yet. And while it wasn't on the highways, police in Missouri say the 22-year-old man at the controls of a boat was under the influence when the vessel crashed into the rocks at the Lake of the Ozarks in the wee hours Saturday morning, including the driver. Five were on that boat. Three of the five were killed. From This Week in Agribusiness, the chairman of the House Agriculture Committee thought he had the votes to pass a farm bill in the House of Representatives. He did not. And Republican Mike Conaway of Texas told reporters Friday, "We may be down, but we are not out." Conaway's committee apparently doesn't plan to change its farm bill strategy, as one Republican aide told Politico that the vote had nothing to do with policy and everything to do with immigration. And let the record show that in this era of strongly partisan politics, the defeat of the farm bill Friday really was bipartisan, as not only did every Democrat vote against the bill, but so did 30 Republicans. Those darn buffalo gnats, have you been bothered by them? Yeah, those pests can take a toll on livestock. Insect experts with the University of Arkansas are asking the public for help as they try to assess the scope of the losses due to the black fly southern buffalo gnat outbreak this spring. Yeah, there's a southern buffalo gnat. Actually, I'm told there's something like 100 different buffalo gnats, 100 different black flies flooding along the White River in Arkansas helped make the populations of that fly so dense they killed cattle, horses, and deer, and forced the closure of a nature center. One electrician I know who works outside quite a bit has been using something like a beekeeper's mask to help protect him. The month of June, they say, is actually the worst month. And they can be more than an annoyance. The University of Illinois reported last summer at least 40 people sought medical attention because of bites with the buffalo gnats, also called turkey gnats. And in some places, we hear, they call them white sox. That's the Morning Midwest Digest. It's been brought to you by the Bayer Farm Challenge of the Week. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.